Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading from Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews 4 and 16. This morning, I just wanted to encourage you, whatever you're going through, whatever is bothering you, whether it's something that is self-inflicted or inflicted from others or something that you're needing, boldly go to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. A lot of people misconfuse grace and mercy and they put them together, although they are both, they're both something that God gives to us. But grace is something that we get unexpectedly as a gift, an offering. And mercy is the same thing, but it's a gift, an offering that we get when we don't deserve it. When even though we weren't at our best or aren't operating in our best, we still get a gift. It's almost as if you drop a glass on the ground purposely and someone looks at you and hands you another glass full of whatever you was drinking immediately and cleans up the mess for you. That is what mercy looks like. Grace looks like you're thirsty and then you're walking and you're thirsty. You can't find a pond, you can't find a water fountain, you can't find a refrigerator, and someone walks up to you and hands you a glass of water to drink. Those are the examples of grace and mercy. And God gives us both, gives them both to us freely. All we need to do is go boldly before the throne and receive it. So this morning, I pray that you will receive his mercy and his grace, his favor and his love, and go out and be great today. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your breath of air, Lord God. We pray that we would take this air that you breathe into us, Lord God, and go out and be productive, Lord God. Go out, Lord God, and be free. Accept the grace and the mercy that you have given to us, that you died for us for, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that we would take the anointing of it and just be gracious to give it to others, Lord God, and allow that same favor that you give to us to pour onto those, Lord God, who either wronged us, Lord God, or who may need a grace favor from us, Lord God. I pray that we would, our eyes will be opening up to see it and opening up to receive it, Lord God. Have your way in our lives, Lord God. Give us healing. Give us peace. Give us the things that we're praying and seeking you for, Lord God, and show us how to wait in the process of waiting for it, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to be patient, to be happy in our waiting, to be worshipful, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, walk in all that you would call us to be, Lord God. And at the same time, Lord God, show us how to embrace grace, how to embrace mercy, Lord God, how to embrace the anointing of favor. Lord God, let us walk in it today boldly, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you in advance for the grace and the mercy that you're going to give us. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that you've already given us, Lord God. And we consider, Lord God, our lives a walking gratitude, walking thanksgiving, walking, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. We love you. We thank you. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor. It's in your son Jesus' name that we may walk today and look like Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be all that you can be, Lord, today in the Lord's name. Have a great day.